Well, we're going to continue now looking at the results of the Israeli elections. Now I want to bring to these microphones a longtime broadcast partner, Winky Madad. This man has much experience in the political arena. Early on in his experience, he was an associate and one of the administrative staff of a Knesset member. So he knows how the Knesset works and how all these negotiations for putting together a coalition government would take place. Winky, let me come right out of the box asking you, what is your first reaction to how the elections came out?
Well, Jimmy, obviously there has been a minor revolution in the ability of Benjamin Netanyahu to form his coalition. I want to remind the listeners that Israel's governments rule by the coming together of several parties, because never in our history has any one party taken the majority of the seats in the 120 seat Knesset. His new major partner, a breakout party, can we call it, with about 19 seats, if I'm not mistaken, is a party that is sort of very difficult to define. I would call it one of these mood parties. What happened was, in a word, Mr. Netanyahu was so successful in portraying himself as strong and able to face Washington, Tehran, and other elements of the external face, that people left him and went for their mood rather than for their rational thinking about what Israel's needs are.
It was not about 9 months ago when he actually decided to go into politics. They started their campaign, and man, they've come from nowhere, have they not?
Well, in a sense, yes, in a sense, not. Many of the people on his list, I would say almost half, are known in various fields, whether rabbinical fields. He has two rabbis on his list. He has a professor of communication studies, who I happen to know very well, Aliza Lavie, and some other people, but they've always been people on the outside. And Israel's history with people from the outside has been very poor. You mentioned that I know a bit about the Knesset, and I've seen a few of these parties come and go with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of exuberance, no experience, and a little bit even a disdain for what's called the nitty-gritty of politics.
So then we're not sure that this is going to be a solid government that's going to come to place even after all the negotiating goes on to form the coalition government. In other words, this could be a short-lived government, and they could vote down the prime minister and his coalition and go to another election not too far down the road. Is that a possibility?
That's a distinct possibility. On the other hand, knowing Netanyahu the way I do, he could simply draw out many of these major changes in Israel's economic, political, social framework and fabric for 4 years and just keep on going. If Lapid gives him a certain freedom on the external affairs, I don't think Mr. Netanyahu would mind playing around with some of these, what we call in Israel, the social issues, social economic issues.
When you talk about external issues, are you referring to the threat, number one threat probably to Israel, Iran, the possibility of chemical weapons and an attack from Syria by Bashar Assad, and all the activities going on with Egypt and their new Islamic radical, who is the president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi? Is that what the external issues would be?
I would agree with you on that, and even to a certain extent, the Jewish communities beyond the Green Line in Judea and Samaria, even though Lapid is much more, I'd have to use the word anti to be fair to him, but it's not that high on his radar. In other words, I'm going to guess now that if the status quo in the terms of building within zoned areas and no new communities, we will be able to pass these next up to 4 years, because really, Lapid has no input into these security affairs. He and except for one or two people on his list, they have no way of saying we know better what the security needs in the South, or how to bomb Iran if necessary, or how to talk to Obama. They're second level on that aspect.
Well, when you're talking about the effect on Beyond the Green Line, you're talking about the Jewish settlers, about 500,000 of them that live out there in Judea and Samaria. And if that be the case, what is this new government going to have as an effect upon them?
Well, as I said, it's probably a slowdown, since we know the Arabs have a very difficult time with negotiating with anybody. They've negotiated with Barak. They negotiated with Rabin. They negotiated with Olmert. They negotiated with Livni. They don't have to blame Mr. Netanyahu for the lack of so-called, and I say so-called with quotation marks around that, progress. And I think that it won't be too much of a difficulty for Netanyahu to explain to his new coalition partners that we aren't going anywhere very fast on this track of peace. And I think one of the reasons why the centrist voting bloc gave Lapid as many votes as he got, because they felt that the peace, or the so-called conflict, wasn't going anywhere, was under control, there was no violence, and we now can afford to turn inwards and try to make a better living for ourselves and to be able to buy apartments for our children in the long run.
Well, talking about those negotiations and the possibility of resuming them between the Israelis and the Palestinians, White House has called for that. Do you think this new Netanyahu government is going to be more prone to go to the negotiating table with the Palestinians and see if they can come to an agreement?
Well, look, I don't know how much Obama is going to press. If I'm not mistaken, and you probably heard his inaugural speech, he also was very much inward-looking rather than the foreign affairs aspect, withdrawing armed forces, ending wars. And I think more people, as the years go by, will recognize the fact that Obama was not good on the foreign affairs agenda, especially in the Middle East. And perhaps there'll be a withdrawal of involvement there, too, which would not give Israel the undue pressure that everybody's threatening will come down on Israel.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting 4 years, should the Netanyahu government last that long. Even if it doesn't, it's still going to be a very interesting ride as we watch everything happen in Israel, because there's never a dull moment as far as Israeli politics are concerned. Being those who are students of the Word of God, you as an Orthodox Jew, me as a Christian, however, we recognize that God is still in charge, even of human government, and he's going to have the ultimate say, is he not?
Absolutely. The religious issues will be high on the agenda here in Israel, which will force the secularists to come to terms with a rich Jewish heritage and the religious dimension of life, which hopefully will be a positive force for all in Israel in the next few years.
Winky Medad, he's a special friend and an excellent broadcast partner as we analyze the results and then the formation of a new government under Prime Minister Netanyahu for the Israeli body politic. Winky, thank you so very much, my good friend. I'm absolutely sure in the next 4 years you and I'll have a lot of conversations, and I look forward to that time with you. Thank you, Winky.
Thank you, Jimmy. Goodbye to you and our listeners.